There are some similarity in the sense that American democracy is a mature democracy, is one of the first in the world. And Botswana, on the other hand, is one of the most lasting democracies in the African continent. So as you can see, both have a history of elections. So one of the striking similarity is when a country has been in this kind of business for years and years, and they have the impression that it works, sometimes they don't stop to take stock and see whether what they are doing is in line with the universal trend. In the case of Botswana, countries have embraced, particularly in this SADC region, more progressive frameworks, and Botswana most of the time has remained comfortable with its system, somehow losing touch with the evolution. And that's a pattern that I also saw in America, people being happy with their system, not noticing that many of the aspects are, if not undemocratic, but they're archaic, you see.
What is archaic? What has evolved into a more mature, better system by universal standards today that you felt may be lacking in current circumstances?
Let's take the case of funding of political parties. I know that in the United States there are discussions about disclosure, about limiting the influence of money on politics. They try to regulate it. Of course, I can't tell you what is specific to Ohio because the American situation is very confusing. Each state having its own system. But there have been a lot of complaints that the new provisions are not necessarily applied and people still find ways of circumventing them. In the sense that if you have a maximum contribution of $2,000 per person, people can fund many organizations and then just say that I contributed $2,000. The similar situation is in Botswana. Funding of parties is not regulated. As a result, it appears that the ruling party has an undue advantage because they get money from big business, and they are even accused of helping themselves in terms of accessing public resources. But still, in the United States, despite the transparency, there are loopholes in the system. So the issue of funding of parties remains a real one, whether there is a sort of disclose or the people can use other channels to fund a party by a little bit abusing the system in place.
In both countries, there have been complaints, including the United States, in the press again recently, that it's very difficult to unseat an incumbent. How did you find that compares between the two countries, and what can be done about it?
Yeah, I think the answer is not straightforward, because in Botswana, you have also element of what we call traditional rule, meaning the traditional chiefs, who have a lot of influence in politics, and these traditional chiefs are very much supportive of the status quo. They are quite conservative forces. So that is something quite unique to Botswana compared to the United States. But again, I would say in the United States you will see that both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party both are very well entrenched. They have their members in the electoral commissions or electoral bodies. They have access to the electoral process, which is not always the case of civil society groups. Just to finish with the United States, we received a report in Ohio that smaller parties don't enjoy the same kind of access to the electoral process because they are not part of it. Compared to Botswana, in Botswana, indeed, the ruling party has a lot of influence in the choice of the electoral commission, to the extent that it affects the perception of independence and impartiality of the Electoral Commission.